The Overture. Time, April 1995. Place, San Francisco. I'd never kidnapped someone before. When I told Mark I didn't want to hear from him until he was ready to leave Victor, it didn't occur to me that, if he finally called after all those years, I would have to take such extraordinary measures to help out. As a sissy boy in Kansas, I got much of my information about life from watching movies. Sadly, though, all the movies I'd seen, not one gave me any real solid information about how to pull off this kind of caper. So I had to make it up as I went along. Mark's brother Robert called the day before to let me know there were guns involved, as Victor had a fondness for them, as well as other things like phone tapping equipment and surveillance cameras. Robert said that Mark was so traumatized he was scared to leave the house, but perhaps could be coaxed out for a short period of time. So I called Mark, using the fiction that I was going to be in Los Angeles on business, and we should have lunch. In my paranoia, I even made reservations at the Ivy, just in case Victor had tapped the phone and decided to call and check it out. What I neglected to tell Mark was that lunch would be in San Francisco, where I was living. I only bought him a one-way ticket, but I understood that this might not be a simple snatch and run. So, facing the very real possibility that things could go horribly wrong, I took steps. I made sure I rented the spiffiest convertible I could get, a black Chrysler LeBaron convertible, to be exact. I also made sure I had on good underwear, as my mom used to say the ambulance wouldn't pick you up without it. They check first. And I made sure my hair was freshly bleached. My thinking was that if I got my brains blown out, I wouldn't have to pay for the spiffy car, and at least I would have gone out in style, good underwear, and with my roots done. As I drove to the airport, I thought about how I now found myself in this situation. This is something that, if things went horribly wrong, reporters might soon be asking about. As they say, long story.